Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's where we start, with those that have survived, those that have not made it, and what the numbers look like. We do this each and every show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I hope in your corner of the world you are thriving and surviving and doing what you need to do to stay connected. That's what it's about. We are all in this together, and being connected with the peeps that you know and love and those that you have left behind that now you're reconnecting with, well, that's a beautiful thing, and that's the best you can hope for, I think, in the times that we're in. Deaths, 95,087. Recovered, this isn't the U.S., 308,000, and confirmed cases, 1.61 million. In the world, deaths, 332,000. Recovered, 1.94 million, and confirmed cases total, over 5 million cases so far. So where are we at? Everybody asks me that every day. Where are we at? What's going on? What's happening? Have we flattened the curve? What about the vaccine? What's happening there? What's going to happen with my kid that's going to college? Can they go in the fall, or is it going to be online? We always have lots of questions. That is the commonality with coronavirus and whatever the latest news is. The one thing that we do know is the virus does not spread easily from surfaces. I talked about this on a previous show, or animals. So and revised. If you go to the CDC website, they talk about the latest that they have, and there was so much conversation about surfaces, but the virus, sadly, spreads easily between people. That's why the super spreaders, people who don't even realize that they have it, and they're around people, and they're not wearing masks, and they feel like the reopening means let's get out there, and they have no idea that they're a spreader. And then big gatherings, so no social distancing, none of that protocol at play. Trust me, this is something you don't want to get. Now I've had a college roommate whose brother has died from it, and was another guy who was healthy, non-suspecting that this was going to happen, and could not fight it off. And the saddest thing is the nurses, the frontline people, are amazing what they've done to personalize this and to try to have families connect to the person they're losing and try to get in touch with them and let them know what's happening and do those FaceTimes so they can see them, have last wishes or whatever it might be. But sometimes you don't get to that because you're on the ventilator and that's it. There's nowhere to go. And it's got to be just soul crushing for the people that have gone through it. That's why I think sometimes people, as they tread into this and weigh into what is hotly debated, reopening and masks publicly and that whole thing, it is dicey, because you cannot just push this off as though it's not happened when we have people in this country who have lost children. I mean, you got to have some humanity. And even if your take is, it's my life, I'm going to do what I want to do, that's one thing. But to throw it in the face of people who have lost loved ones, wow. Luckily, I believe in the power of really good people, and I think most people are striving to be that way. And we got a lot of them in this country. I still say there's no question we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we're used to things being open. We're used to doing what we want to do. That's part of what it is to be an American. You have these freedoms that so many other people don't experience in other countries and don't have the opportunities that we have. So the pandemic has really turned ugly for many people, and very, very tough, certainly, for all of us. There was a lot made about the president and his tour in Michigan of the auto plant, where they were required to, they're required at the plant to wear protective gear. And the president didn't wear protective face masks in public during that visit, but he said he was wearing it. He was wearing it behind the scenes. He was wearing it, etc. And Ford Motor Company executives wore masks as they were leading the president on the tour, because that, of course, is their policy. And he suggested it's more symbolic, but he said he was doing that before the cameras, you know, etc. And the masks and the protests over wearing masks and people making masks and making a career out of making masks. I mean, it's interesting what this now has become to symbolize when we look at it. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, wow, how interesting of where we've come and how this all started and where we are now at this point. So, you look at the surfaces and the situation that it's not surfaces and that it's people, and then you look at being gathered together with too many people. So then the question becomes the social distancing, being cautious, all of that, and then reopening. And the fact that not having a quotes normal life has also become a health risk for so many, where suicides are up and people are lonely and people are not balancing their health, because how can they, because it's so disconnecting, I guess. So then you have the economic costs and weighing that. And the fact is that we live in a country where small business is the backbone of the country. And those small businesses grow up sometimes to be big corporations. But the majority of people work for small businesses in this country. So the suggestion is, you look at the economic crisis and what a killer it is for so many people. The unemployment rate translating into a 1% increase in suicide deaths, more than 3% increase in opioid deaths. Wow. There was a study that was done that showed the 1982 recession, Americans who faced higher unemployment suffered 40,000 excess deaths by, you know, excessive deaths by age 65, more divorces, fewer children, all that whole thing. The stress is out of this world. And preventative services are down, because who's going to get what they would normally get from a doctor, because they're stuck, right? So there is some scary things happening, and we know it. We get it. And the risks of COVID-19, it's frustrating. You want to be back in a normal life, but you want to have your health and well-being, and you want the country to open safely. And the question becomes, how do you open it safely? And it still is that nagging question, that important question that is the commonality that we all share. We want answers. Coming up, it's about numbers. We got them. Next.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Cities with the lowest prices right now. We'll dive right into it. $1.49 in Wichita, Kansas. Austin, Texas, $1.49 as well. Wow. Tulsa, Oklahoma, $1.43. Of course, the highest is Hawaii, one of the lowest gas prices around, according to Gas Buddy. That's where I'm getting all my info. Mississippi, $1.50. Yep. Pretty cheap. Texas, $1.55. The national average for a gallon of regular, we're talking about, is $1.88. Wow. Crazy when you think about it, right? Low gas prices traditionally help consumers because you think about the expenditures, the driving, all of that. But how many of you have your car mostly parked? In fact, some taking advantage of a parked car on your insurance because you're not moving it. It's not going anywhere. And I know we talked about that on the show. A friend of mine said, if you have 2 cars, you're not using one, why are you paying for the insurance for it? Just get the basic, call them, boom, and you save sometimes 50% on your car insurance. Wow, crazy. But if you are driving around, crude temporarily dropped below 15 a barrel, but it's changed. It's risen toward 30, but it's well below 60 a barrel that it, you know, was initially. Wow. All right, so let's talk about a couple of other things. Everything has numbers in it. That's what I'm fond of saying. That's why we do We Can Count. So how about this? The U.S. pledges $1.2 billion for the dibs on COVID's vaccine. Yeah, $1.2 billion to access 300 million doses of the experimental vaccine. Because we want the early access. Of course we want the early access. It's being developed by the University of Oxford's Jenner Institute and licensed to British drug maker AstraZeneca. It's expected to be delivered as early as October, but that means the doses will be stored until the vaccine completes clinical trials, ensuring that it's safe and that it protects you against COVID-19. Early in on this we are. Clinical trials tested for safety, you have to do that. Whether it produces antibodies against SARS-CoV-2, and that is the virus that causes COVID-19, and whether it protects the immunized from being infected with the virus. The first test actually began in England on April 23rd. Then, you know, this contract is big. It's called Operation Warp Speed. Safe, effective, widely available by 2021. That is the hope. And AstraZeneca is working to secure manufacturing capacity for 1 billion doses. They cut deals for the first 400 as of Thursday, including 100 million to the UK, 300 million to the US. So we're in the game, as they say. And that's good news because you heard what I mentioned, 2021. Yeah, with this election year. So does the president do another term like the three presidents before him, or does Joe Biden somehow emerge? He is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats. And so all the conversation is surrounding who is going to be his VP, his running mate. So Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota has been asked by Biden's campaign to undergo a formal vetting to be considered for the VP slot. Because that's what they have to do, you know, with anyone who's on that list. And there are others, you could bet, that are on the list as well. And the whole thing is the vetting. And so besides that, the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, didn't talk specifically about it, but said she had a conversation with some people connected to Biden's campaign about being his running mate. But she didn't say she was being vetted. She kind of suggested it, I guess. And, you know, there's all kinds of speculation as to who is going to be. But just that for sure, it is going to be a woman. Worth repeating, the CDC says coronavirus is not spread easily by touching surfaces or objects. Got it? So the panic over the surfaces, not so much. Panic over human to human, so much. The main way to spread is through person-to-person contact, even among those who are not showing any symptoms. So once again, social distancing, the CDC says 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands with soap and water, cleaning and disinfectant frequently touched areas. Because they're not suggesting you don't do that, but that's not your main way of any kind of transfer. That's not what it is. It's human to human. Let me say it again. It's human to human. How about this Costco employee asking a customer to leave for not wearing a mask because their policy is you got to wear a mask. I don't care who you are, you got to wear a mask. So if you don't wear it, they will ask you to leave. And there was a customer in Arvada, Colorado, who was in a Costco, and an employee confronted the man who refused to wear a face mask, told him to leave. And then, of course, the confrontation was put all over Twitter. And he said, I'll just put you into my Instagram feed and I'll put it out there. And, of course, that's what he did. And the guy was very clever. He said, hi, everyone. I work for Costco. I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that's our company policy. And last month, Costco did say, beginning May 4th, it would return to regular hours and customers and employees alike would be required to wear face coverings or masks. So So even though some people aren't happy about it, that is what they are saying is required, and that's why he was asked to leave because of that. All right, as you can imagine, with unemployment soaring and people struggling, delinquencies among borrowers for past due mortgages are soaring, and that shows people are struggling to pay bills because of layoffs, lost income, all of that. So mortgage delinquencies surged by 1.6 million in April, the largest single month jump in history. That's according to a report from Black Knight, a mortgage technology and data provider. And that includes homeowners past due on mortgage payments who aren't in forbearance, along with those in forbearance plans and who didn't make a mortgage payment in April. So at 6.45%, the national delinquency rate nearly doubled in March, the largest single month increase recorded, three times the prior record for a single month during the height of the financial crisis in 2008. Wow. Very, very sad, right? And it can be tough. And what about taxes? And what are those taxes going to look like? And what are townships going to do and cities going to do? And the threat of maybe they're going to have higher taxes because they're laying people off. And it is a circle that is touching so many. I mean, just, wow, so many people. Netflix is starting to cancel inactive accounts if the members don't confirm them. So users who don't want to see their subscriptions disappear have to make sure they're answering that they're still watching. They're asking people who haven't watched anything on Netflix for a year since they joined to confirm they want to keep their membership or their membership gets canceled. So that happens, right? Wait, I don't have Netflix anymore? I don't understand. Because of what we've seen with stay at home, Netflix total subscriber base, you ready for this? 183 million subscribers. 70 million in the U.S., 113 million internationally. So they just exploded because people are looking for things to do. And Netflix has a ton of different programming and movies and options and, you know, that all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Crazy, huh? Some people thrive in the pandemic and others go in the opposite direction. All right, hang with us. Going to introduce you to some really interesting people and talk about a few things that have weighed heavy on my mind. That's coming up next.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As part of the Paycheck Protection Program, a federally funded relief effort designed to assist small businesses, 38 Planned Parenthood affiliates across the country received more than $80 million.
million. The Women's Healthcare Group claims its corporate structure, which separates its affiliates from the national office, makes their independent clinics eligible for the funds. The Small Business Administration, the U.S. government agency tasked with approving the loans, appears to disagree. According to a letter sent to Planned Parenthood affiliates, the SBA preliminarily concluded the clinic was a local affiliate of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, therefore ineligible for the loan under the rules. The loan should be returned immediately, but if Planned Parenthood disagrees with that conclusion, the SBA writes it will conduct a full investigation. This is USA Radio News. The White House announced a travel ban with Brazil that will bar anyone from entering the United States who has been in that country for the prior 2 weeks. The ban will go into effect Thursday night, came as a number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths there surged. With more than 22,000 deaths and 347,000 cases, Brazil now ranks second in the world after the United States. The suspension includes several exemptions, including U.S. residents and spouses, siblings, and children of U.S. citizens. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled cities and crushed businesses from coast to coast. It's also costing drug traffickers millions of dollars because their methods of moving money are now compromised. Since the start of the crisis, federal drug agents in major U.S. hubs have seized substantially more illicit cash than usual amid statewide lockdowns that have disrupted the way the cartels do business. Bill Bodner, special agent, said their activities are easier to spot and are more apparent than they were just 3 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Green Room right now, John Dixon. He's written a book called Rosebud, The American Pimp. And yes, that's right. He was a pimp and he was on the street for years and years. And his book is fascinating in looking at what his life was like and the misconceptions that people have. John, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about your life and how did you end up on the streets and how did you end up making a living as a pimp?
Well, it's like a lot of things. It just happens. But first, let me ask you something. You have your idea of what a pimp is, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure your audience have the same idea or close to the same idea as you have. But that is exactly why pimps prosper. What you guys tell your daughters to look out for, what you describe, what you think of as a pimp or what a pimp does, you don't. And what happens is the girl is out and she meets a person like me. And what they do is end up liking me because of everything they've heard about a pimp is so different than what I am. And before she knows it, by the time she believes that I'm a pimp, because a lot of women that I would meet, I would have to convince them that I was a pimp because I don't look or act like one. And, you know, she's liking me already by the time she accepts that I'm a pimp. So to answer the question, what made me want to be out there was the way I learned to see life in the many different situations that I've been in. And, you know, I think fast and I think a lot. And, you know, I got a clever way of speaking that, as I put my words together, it just keeps you on edge. And that's what excites the lady.
So, again, that's the misconception of what they think of what they've seen portrayed in movies, etc. How long were you in that lifestyle? How long did you live, as you described to me, on the streets?
I got out there at about 17 or 18, and maybe I was 55 when I stopped.
Wow. And you probably had other opportunities, I bet, to get out of the lifestyle, but you knew it, right? And that's what you did. You knew the game.
Well, yeah, I did know the game, but I had a lot of opportunities as far as why I was in the game. And you're right, I did know that. But it's more of a lifestyle. And, you know, people look at it about the money, it's strictly the money, all this stuff. And everything that people actually think about a pimp has nothing to do with why a girl would turn out to be a hoe. And it's not that she needs a pimp. She really wants a man, a real man. And a pimp is the only man who can and do see her as a woman. He's the only man that she doesn't need to pretend around. She can be herself. All the other people that see her as a prostitute first and a woman way, way, way down the list. See, I'm talking about what real pimps do, the kind you wouldn't even think was a pimp like me. You could be sitting across from me in a restaurant and not once would you think I was a pimp. You and your audience may not want to believe what I'm saying, but I can prove it. If you go out on a hoe stroll where prostitutes buy their wear or whatever, a lot of people think pimps are out there forcing women to become hoes. But think of this. Who's out there on a hoe stroll more than the tricks and the pimps combined? That's the police. The police is out there. So if this woman didn't want to be there, why don't she just stop the police and tell them? See, no one thinks of that because you want to make yourself believe she's so scared. We don't even be there. We'd be miles and miles away, sometimes in different states. So what I'm saying is I don't want no woman that don't want me. You know, that's sure trouble. And you ain't trying to be in trouble in the streets. You're trying to stay out of trouble. See, there are the ones out there who do all the things that you think or people talk about, but those are the drug users who are just wanting to be able to buy drugs. That's not who meets your daughters. Just as you have bad ministers and child molesting priests and bad, there's bad apples in our barrel too. So what I'm saying is you want us to be seen as traffickers. What pimp has women chained to a bed or beds, 10 at a time, in some raggedy hotel hooked on drugs? See, a pimp is much too selfish for that. He's not going to have a drug user, no, unless he uses drugs, too, which that's where you guys come in as far as when you get to describe. You meet those kind of people, and they are the ones that's seen as the pimps and hoes, but they're not.
What made you decide you were going to write the book, John?
Well, you know, as I was out there, I believe it or not, when I became a dad at 43, I started changing my ways. I mean, I was out there, you know, for another 10 or 12 years. My daughter kind of grew up. But what I'm saying is the way I speak and the way I think of things and how vivid I have to explain whatever I'm explaining to this woman, it's like you're writing when you talk to somebody. You speak in a sort of cadence, and it's not that you try to rhyme or anything, but the words come together like that. And before you know it, you're spinning some yarns that really is good. And I just took that to the writing. Of course, I thought I had a pretty exciting life, so that's what I wrote about first. But that wasn't really good writing to me. That's where Rosebud the American Pimp came from. I just thought I could write. So I started writing it. But what that actually did was show me that I could write and I needed to write some different kinds of stories, not no pimp stories. That's the only book I wrote like that. I got 20 books. And, you know, from religion to vampires to, you know, inventors, I got a lot of different books. But that doggone book about the pimping is just what I wrote first, and it happens to be what the agents have been with me like.
Yeah, because it's unusual to know, to have the real truth from your perspective of what you saw and what people think, what you're talking about, how it's so different from what people imagine, especially with the confusion over trafficking as you described it. Is that what you hope people take away from the book, that what it was really like and what life was like on the streets and all of that?
There's a couple of things I really want. That's one of them. I do want them to see the life. You know, people don't think that there's a justice or anything like that, but there's a court system we have. Me and this other guy is having words. We're about to start fighting or have some kind of gunplay or whatever, and we call it a pimp court. And we say we're going to have a pimp court. And then but what happens, we set a time. Me and the person would be there. We would defend ourselves, and a lot of pimps and hoes would be there to hear what's going on. And we have chosen one guy as a judge. And when we state our case and they hear everything and they make a decision, me and that guy, in order to remain in the game and be respected, we have to go along with what was decided. I mean, people don't think that kind of stuff go on in the street. And the women out there, more than anything, they want to be with a pimp, because the pimp actually sees and knows them. They really and truly cannot be themselves with any other type of man. That man is going to see her as a prostitute or a whore or whatever he see her as first. Whereas a pimp, when he come in, a lot of you guys don't know this, pimps, when they come in, they don't even be asking for the money or looking for the money like everybody think, where's my money, you know, girl or whatever you call her. Mm-hmm. No, you see your woman and you start talking to her like, hey, girl, what she was, what's happening? Give her a hug, whatever. And you guys start out like that for the evening. You know, we have real regular lives. We don't grow our kids up to be pimps and hoes. My daughter never even been to jail. She's 24. So my point is, what people want to see us as, and Kate, you may not believe this, is really racial. Everything they see about a pimp is what back in the day people thought about black dudes. And they would say that. And all they have to do is bring it to any type of racial point, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Because did you know in the street, the police, when they're getting ready to raid or sweep the stroll and take all the hoes, they ride up to the white girls and tell them, you better get off the streets, we've been to sweep. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, it's like a really big deal. You know, we've been dealing with racism all our lives, but you wouldn't think it's out there like that. But it is. The guy didn't want to spend money. He'll look at this white girl and say, oh, yeah, I want to give her $300. And he'll look at the black girl and say, just as pretty, he want to give her $50. It's crazy like that.
Different, so that's why, different rules. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why people like me don't deal with any of the rules of society, because society is just fake a lot. Think about this. A pimp and a hoe be together. I had some 25 years. And the reason they are together is that what separates normal couples is eliminated. Jealousy of cheating and lack of money. Those two things are eliminated completely. Otherwise, that hoe know you a pimp, you gonna have other women. She knows that. And you as a pimp, you know this prostitute gonna be out doing what she do. You know it. So that is eliminated from the criteria. That it's not even involved. You never hear them, oh, you cheated on me. You never hear that kind of argument. They have arguments of whatever it is, but not that kind. Not the kind about, I don't have no money, can't afford this, can't afford that. Those are gone. It's really about you and that woman at that point.
All right, so to learn more of these stories and what it's really like, as John is saying, because he's giving you the unvarnished version, Rosebud the American Pimp, it's on Amazon.com. John, thanks. We're out of time.
Okay, well, you know, they can also get RosebudTheAuthor.com. Or you can catch me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. And remember, my name has two D's in it for a double dose of this conversation we're having.
That's funny. Hey, thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate you calling.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Joining us now in Author's Corner is Michael Ioffe. He's written a book called Profit from Weather, Climate, and Health Disasters. We had such interesting conversations off the air about his background, why he wrote the book, etc., because we know that this is such a live wire between the people who believe in climate change and those who don't. So let me tell you about his background. 25 years plus as a physicist, and he comes from the Soviet Union to the United States. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome.
Tell the audience about your background. You were a physicist, so obviously you saw things, you looked at things, and that's partially what led you to write the book. Am I right?
I graduated from Latvia University in physics. After that, I worked as teacher of physics for 5 years and as a designer engineer for 25 years. And I came to United States in 1992, work in different companies. I had a problem with English and retired in 2004. When I retired, I first time read articles about climate change and found main mistake in that article.
And so... So tell us about that. I'm going to jump in here. So tell us about what you saw as the mistakes that were frustrating you, that the article and the things that you were reading about.
Today, I Googled climate change and found 493 million of articles about climate. And most of them repeat the same mistake that greenhouse gases have something to do with climate. Fortunately for years, on years we have two types of greenhouse gases, which are lighter than nitrogen and oxygen, and heavier than nitrogen and oxygen. Water vapor are lighter than most gases in air. And property of water are playing huge role in nature, despite water vapor is greenhouse gas. And property of water cooling the atmosphere, despite water vapor is greenhouse gas. Why they cooling the atmosphere? It's very simple. If billions and billions of molecules of water vapor will be in any volume of air, they will make this volume of air lighter than other volumes of air where less molecules of water vapor. And this volume, like balloon, will go to upper troposphere. Clouds is good confirmation about that.
Wow. And so, you know, it's in explaining that and seeing, especially you said the amount of articles and what you saw and what you think the confusion is. When people are listening to our interview, and by the way, you can get the book Profit from Weather, Climate, and Health Disasters on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle, of course. And Michael, when you see that and you see companies, you see NASA, you see the economy and policy, do you think this is all wrapped into that? It's because you say that in the title, profit. So people are profiting, in your opinion, after, you know, 30 years as a design engineer and then coming to the United States and then ultimately retiring, seeing that it's a political game?
Of course, that is some kind of political game. But I prefer to see mistakes in science of climate change. But profit, I offer profit from climate, weather, climate, and health disaster. And I wrote in this article, which only 15 pages, I wrote a lot of examples where we can create tens of millions high-paying jobs. As designer engineer in my previous background, I found a direction where United States can create many of high-paying jobs. That is reason why I wrote about profit, not because somebody take profit from their mistakes.
Ah, I got it. So that people can actually profit and make money on what you're saying. And
yes, we can during 2 years we can easily fight back any climate disaster, as in global warming, as in global cooling condition.
And how would you suggest that? So, like scientists, people that can specifically work on that?
First of all, I show that Svante Arrhenius, a Swedish scientist of 1900, made mistake. It's mistakes on level of for 7th grader scientist student. And After that, for some reason, many scientists of climate change take his mistake as a dogma. It's very easy to show where is mistakes. And very easy to show that property of water cooling the atmosphere, despite water vapor, is greenhouse gas.
And the Swedish scientist, what was his name? And you talk about him in your book.
Yes, Svante Arrhenius. He made this mistake, and in a few sentences, everybody can understand that it is mistake. I explain what kind of mistake he made.
Yeah, you talk about in your book, you said that he calculated that a doubling down of atmospheric CO2 would give a warming of 5 to 6 degrees Celsius, and you're saying that he didn't pay attention to the behavior of different greenhouse gases, like you were talking about articles you'd found in the beginning, in a real atmosphere, and then that how surprising that mistake is.
Yes, it's easy to see that because water vapor are lighter than most gases in the air. They transport huge energy of all gases from ground level, ocean level, to upper troposphere. It helps cool the atmosphere. Clouds, which condensed water vapor, reflect back to space direct sun radiation. It's also cool at the atmosphere. Snow and ice reflect back to space direct sun radiation. It also cools the atmosphere. And talking that climate change is depend from greenhouse gases, it's a really stupid mistake. And if we will understand what is real reason for climate change, we can easily fight with all weather disaster and climate disaster during 2 years. We can easily fight with drought, with wildfires, with tornadoes, with thunderstorms. All of this reason created billions damages in United States and in the world.
Yeah, I'm going to, Michael, what you said there is perfect. I'm going to leave it there because that's what you're trying to tell people. The name of the book is Profit from Weather, Climate, and Health Disasters. You can get it easily on Amazon, Michael Ioffe, what he talks about, where he says, you say right in the beginning, I'm not a member of any party, and you even say, I'm too old to look for profit with this, but I'm interested in finding people who can look at this and who can change our economy and policy with other countries for a huge profit for the United States. Thanks for joining us on the show.
You're welcome.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.